Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Oh, hello and welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life Class. I'm Christy Bemis, your host and author of Ignite Your Life, a book about living in your passion and your purpose. And I'm so excited when we have a guest on our program. A lot of times you just have to listen to me and my voice, but I brought on a special guest, author Amber Swenner, author of Unleashed, and we're going to be talking about all things authentic. And she is one badass woman that I was so excited who said yes to coming on my program. So I'm really glad that she's here. She's going to be sharing nuggets, so make sure you grab your journal and your pen. And we're going to be diving in deep to all things authenticity, which I know a lot of my listeners love the nuggets that my guests bring. I'm also a speaker, I'm a psychotherapist, a sex educator, and a relationship coach, and I invite you to head over to my YouTube channel, Authentic AF, which is a new program that has a monthly guest every month talking about their nuggets about living authentically and also overcoming any obstacles in their life to achieve that. And you just go on YouTube and search Hot Pink University. I also invite you to find me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com or on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. Hopefully you will always be inspired to reignite your life with passion, purpose, and with play. And like I said, we have author Amber Swenner today, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. She just launched this incredible book, Unleashed, which is a book about a been there, rock that guide to radical authenticity in life and business. And I have to tell you, I went to her launch party, which was phenomenal here in Madison, Wisconsin. It was so fun walking into this circus-like, bougie cocktail celebration, really, of so much effort being put into writing a book. And I know how hard that can be. And a little secret, too, about my connection with Amber. I worked with her for about a year and a half, I want to say. And the year after I worked with Amber was the first year that I hit six figures in my business. So I know that her marketing genius to help you live a really authentic, heart-centered entrepreneurial endeavor is it's working. It's out there and it's working. So welcome, Amber. I'm so glad to have you today on our program.
I am thrilled to be here. I just adore you, your work in the world, and I just love that you're bringing these conversations forward on your platform.
Well, thank you. I love it too. It's really my passion, and I think that's what the program is all about is how can we support, you know, more people to really jump in and live their passion? And I know you're all about that, and I'm super attracted to people that are multi-layered. You don't fit into a box, and that is so badass to me. And so tell me a little bit about what you've been doing with this Unleashed book and why it was such a passion project for you.
Yeah, well, so really the whole like journey of my life and the book was exactly what you just said, that I didn't fit in any one box, but it was a coming to a place of really like learning what authentic living is for me and loving and accepting myself shame-free. And in fact, like recognizing that, so each of us, we are our own unique type of being. We don't need to fit in boxes or check boxes. And so my journey has been coming into that place of unique alignment for myself. And so it's really in a lot of ways my life's work. Like I write about that in some ways in the book. From the time I was a child, some of it was, I think, survival mechanisms of how you kind of learn how you need to be in different environments to, you know, fit in and like make things safe for yourself. But some of it also, I think being an empathic person, if anyone else, you know, is sensitive or empathic might relate, you can relate to a lot of different people, but when you're really energetically sensitive like that, you need to go on a journey of recognizing how to use that gift to connect with people, but without losing yourself. And in my journey of building, you know, a brand strategy, coaching, marketing business, so much of the work evolved to really support the leaders behind the brand, because there's a million ways you can build a business. But what I care about, and I know like what women like you care about, is building it in the way that really fits your values and your vision. And that comes from really more deeply understanding ourselves as the leader behind the brand, so that any marketing plan is amplifying who that person is behind the brand and what you want your business to be.
I love that, because when I was working with you, you know, I was really in a transitional kind of confusing time in my business of like, my business partner had just left and I was really reevaluating, like, what does this really mean for me? And yeah. I think that was the unique thing of working with you, was the business has to work for you. You know, it has to have like your voice, your authenticity, and it can't be aligned with what you think other people want to have. It has to be something that really comes from your passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a journey that for some of us can be difficult if we're like, we all have our own unique work to do in the world. For me, part of it was peeling back blocks around, when I had made my money a certain way. And so if you don't have a proof story that you can make money a different way, that can be a blocker.
Mm-hmm.
For me as a musician, but also I worked in advertising and then I went into, you know, business and marketing. I had this sort of, limiting belief or fear that, will people take me seriously in business if they also know my heavy metal rock star identity? And so a lot of us reach those transformation points in life and in our business where, for me, what it ultimately came down to was there was nothing that I could put like a price tag or value that was worth more than being my true self, than uncovering who my true self is. You know, I basically said, like, I want to be out there in the world being who I authentically am, in honoring all these sides of me is a bigger reward than a perceived paycheck. But the amazing, beautiful thing is the more that I've been my true self actually has led to more abundance as well. So it's just like this fear or limiting belief we have that we think that somehow being more of our true self means that we can't also be successful in business, but it's not actually true.
I love that, because the rock star identity thing is really something that authentically drew me to work with you, because I was like, anybody that can be like that kick-ass doing like these multiple things in life that are their passions and be really out there and open doing that, I want to be like involved with. And I felt like that when I was working for a State Department, the people that I was attracted to the most were like the woman that was in charge of, you know, this big project at the state level with the attorney general. And then on the weekends, she was a roller derby, like, you know, badass out there. And the woman that came to work wearing, you know, the non-traditional State Department, like khaki pants, but was in her leather stilettos and like leading the charge around school mental health things. Those were the people that I was drawn to, like, really want to get to know, really work with. I mean, it's because of that, because they're not fitting in these boxes and they are living authentically. You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but you're going to be so true to yourself that I think you can sleep at night and you can play big and you can love big. And it's just so important.
Yeah.
For women, you know, to be that authentic.
Yeah, what I hear you're hitting on, it's like what you talk about, like igniting your life. There's, you know, what I've found in my journey is there is a level of joy, abundance, like, so set even career and business and money aside, you know, we each need to like get to look at, well, what are our values and how do I want to feel in life and how do I want to be? And for me, you know, I went on that journey of like, who am I authentically in this world? How do I be more of that? And it just brings so much meaning to life. And like you said, then you're more available for connection, love, playing big, doing big things. And that's what I'm passionate about, is that journey of supporting people and really being their true selves. Now, I happen to also like work primarily with business owners, but even people who don't have a business, mm-hmm. we have to find that value for ourselves. But there is value in freaking being like ignited and loving who we are and loving our life. And Unleash is all about living in that alignment with your true self, letting, you know, releasing those barriers of how we're forcing ourselves to be a way that we think we're supposed to be. There's so much freedom that comes with just being free of the box.
I love that. Yeah. And freedom is one of my core values. So I love that word a lot. I would love if you would be open to sharing pieces of your Pat Benatar story that you share in your book, and also that you shared at your launch party. And then you moved into this amazing like rendition of Pat Benatar, which was so incredible to watch. It just lit me up inside. So can you share a little bit about that?
Oh, and I loved seeing you, and I could see different people out there like, who are, you know, the rocker era people loving some 80s rock. So when I was growing up, I would see on TV Miss America pageant. And I knew from the time I was a kid, like I had learned about college, even though my family didn't go to college. But I had this sense that I could improve my life and have more opportunities if I went to college. So I wanted to compete in pageants to earn scholarship money. When I started competing in pageants toward the end of college, I was doing well in interviews and speaking on stage. You know, I have this gift of talking. But the biggest score in the pageants is talent. And I didn't have any real professional training. I played a little tuba in high school, but like that's not very sexy to play at a pageant. So I kept trying to sing songs that were like, just, they were pageant appropriate, air quote, but they weren't suited for me. And I kept coming mm-hmm. up short. Like I got first runner up, but I just couldn't win. And the feedback I got was, well, you need like a different talent. And so for the last pageant ever, I was basically figured there's no way I'm going to win. Like talent's worth the most. I can't compete with people that have 20 years of classical training and dance and, performance and music. So for that last pageant ever, I just decided, okay, what fills me with joy? What is authentic AF? It felt scary, but it also felt like rebellious, exciting. And so I went on stage and sang, and I had my like leather and lacy pants and my 7-inch leather shoes. In fact, I think I might have kept the pants. I certainly don't fit in them, but I'm like, I might have a niece someday or a nephew, like, who needs these pants, right? So I got
exactly.
out there and sang, right? I got out there and sang Pat Benatar Heartbreaker at a pageant, and I like rocked it. And I think everyone, like the looks on their faces, some people like sat back in their chair and they were probably like blown away. But I also remember a couple people who came up to me afterward and they're like, I usually don't do this pageant thing. I'm here supporting a family member. And oh my gosh, like that was amazing. It was like, it was just really cool how it totally broke the rules. I certainly did not win the pageant, but I won something bigger that day, like I talk about in the book. And that was stepping into more of my true self. And that's what this journey is recognizing where are we selling ourselves short or pretending in order to win by someone else's rules.
I love that story so much because I can just visualize the audience and like jaws kind of like, okay. Because it doesn't fit into a box. It doesn't fit into their box of like, what does a pageant person thing for us. So yeah, authentic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I had a similar experience when I was speaking at an expo here in Madison, Wisconsin, and the talk that I wanted to give along with my business partner at the time, Anne, was Pleasure is Your Birthright. And they kept saying, do you have another title for that so that it could look, you know, good in like their marketing and like appropriate? And I was like, no, it really is going to be Pleasure is Your Birthright. And yes, we are going to be talking about, you know, sex and that's part of pleasure. And what was interesting is I loved it. Like, it was the most fun talk I've ever given. And a dad came up to me afterwards with his daughter and said, this is exactly what she needed to hear because her mother had passed. And he's like, I want her to hear from other powerful women out there that this is like for them too. And so I don't care if I touch 50 people, but that one person, like those people that came up to you, that one or two or three or five people you touched, that's why we do what we do, right?
So I knew the part of that story, which I love that you freaking trusted yourself to say, no, this is what I'm talking about. But that's really just gave me chills that I didn't know about how like a dad had brought his daughter up to meet you. And that's awesome. Like, that's what's possible when we live in our unleash, you know? I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I know that I live by a lot of fears of like, what will, and then fill in the blank, so-and-so think. And most of those people, and this is like some of the stuff that you coached me on, most of those people don't even matter. Like, I wouldn't trust them with like watching my dog for the weekend, you know, who I love.
Right.
So why do we hand over our precious selves to people who might think something or a certain way of us, right?
Totally. And absolutely. And also what's fascinating about that has been this continual gift in a way that's come back to me through my book. So I definitely had those fears and thoughts of, you know, through the years, what would XYZ think? But I'm like, I need to do this anyway. But surprising are the people who've written to me or reached out who were saying like all the times that I've inspired them to do a thing or they wish they could be more like XYZ. And those are some of the people that I thought were judging me, which is wild.
Wow.
And some people might judge, but that's not our worry, right? Like what you're saying. But what's also interesting are some of the people who may be judging or we think are judging, actually it's just that we're walking a model to like help them in their healing and growth. And it's
exactly. And so how do you do that? Like, I watched you know, first you're wearing this incredibly beautiful blue sparkly dress as we all walk in. And then you move to this kind of the ringmaster coat, which was like so freaking hot and beautiful at your launch party. And you get up there and you rock. What do you say in your head as you get up there and you look across the crowd at everybody to keep you up there and keep you being authentic in that moment?
I love this question. I used to say things in my head, but the truth, and this was an awesome moment. I don't think in my head anymore. I'm just embodying it in my being. And that might have been like the moment where at that event, like I've been building up to being more that way more and more, but it was like fully there. Like it all came home. And so, yeah, like sometimes we do need to tell ourselves a thing in the head in the journey, but I think a lot of arriving in our unleashed place is you're just being, you're just embodying it.
I love that because I so love coaching women on becoming embodied, which means we live so much from the neck up and we're in our head overthinking, over judging ourselves, the self-talk. But when we can drop into our body and trust our body, there's so much better information and truth in there. So I love that you said that.
Thank you. Yeah. And it has been a journey, right? So maybe just to give a little nugget for people who are like, okay, well, that sounds great, but how do I get from like in my head to there? Because I was there, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. For me, it did help to pump myself up with reminding myself that my joy needs to be bigger than people's judgments. So I would tell myself mantras. But I would also, like, even if I was at a show and we had a really small crowd, I would engage with someone or I would try to feel an emotional connection with someone that was listening or, like, looking at us. So, again, it's that combination of you're telling yourself things in your head, but you're also just tuning in, like, with a connection with one person. You don't need to worry about doing things for the whole wide world. Like, to what you said earlier, if you make one human connection – So, you know, there was always just that telling myself, this is, I'm doing this for joy. It doesn't matter if people like it or not. And then whenever I would be in an experience to talk or up on stage, I would just see if there was one person that was resonating, and I would kind of feed on that, like feel like, okay, I'm here for this one person today, even though you might be here for the whole room. And the other thing was, a lot for me has been being able to see the big picture vision, like trying to enjoy the journey in the moment. But the more this can help, if you have a vision of where you're headed, it can help you move through the grindy, scary, crappy parts. Like, we had to suck as a band before we got better. It doesn't feel fun. Like, no one wants to get up on stage and, like, make mistakes and, you know, sometimes singing out of pitch or whatever. But I aimed to enjoy it in the moment, and I knew the only way I'd get better is if we learned by doing. And so if you can embrace, look, the only way you can get to, like, the shiny vision you have in your head is to do the damn thing.
Yeah, that action leads to greater clarity. And I think so many of us want to be out there looking perfect or sounding perfect or feeling perfect. And if we're doing that, we're never going to get out there. We're never going to launch, like, anything. So I love that piece.
I don't think there is, like, a perfect. You know, even now, like, mm-hmm. we had a show last week and we made several mistakes, but I was able to enjoy it and just be and, like, not let that, you know, take away. Like, you just keep rolling with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we can get stuff. I mean, even this show today, this is try two, because when I first was launching the show today at 9 a.m., which is when I usually cut it, it kicked me out. And so I was so flustered. And Amber was so good of, like, saying, let's just do try two, and was, like, willing to, like, hang in there with me. And so, yeah, go forward imperfectly. And that action leads to, like, greater clarity that's out there. And I want to go back to that one person that's in the audience. And a lot of times, you know, people are out there speaking or doing their thing, and what they're focusing on is convincing the people that are skeptical, or the people that have the frown on their face, or the people that have their arms clasped, or if for your, like, the people that are not dancing, not moving their bodies. And so if you could move and pivot to the person that's in the audience, like, doing their funky dance to your, like, song and their headbanging to, like, your music, that's your person. And if that loop feeds you, and I think that's a metaphor for life, of if you're out there focusing on the people that you're trying to please versus the people that are already, like, your cheerleader and pleasing, you know, that's where our greater energy loop can be for living life, I think. And so it's such a great metaphor to think about your audience that way.
That's amazing wisdom. And I could apply that in every area, like you just said, in friendships, as a, you know, performer, a business owner, even leading a team, like, 100%. That is a huge takeaway, because when we start recognizing that and getting aware of it, we can start to see some of the ways that some of us, and at least points in my journey where I was pouring so much energy into trying to bring people on the journey who just are not aligned. And wow, is it such, it's such a relief to kind of release that, because honestly, the more you narrow your focus, the wider your impact goes, the wider your message goes. And I really love that wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's from you. Like, it's what you were doing, rocking out, focusing on that one person.
Okay.
Yeah. We're doing it together. We're doing the wisdom loop for our listeners today. I love that. So if we're going to wrap a bow on our time together, and you had to say your definition of authenticity, because we kind of went all over the place with, like, different realms of authenticity. What would you say the definition of living radically authentic?
You still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We cut out for a little minute. Okay. Love it. To me, authenticity is not just some buzzword. It's a way of being and living. And I have a phrase, your personal truth is your path to freedom. It's all about personal freedom, and we can each only achieve that by truly recognizing what's values aligned, what's true for us, and living truth is your path to personal freedom. That's what authenticity is for me.
I love that. And how do you cultivate and figure out what is your personal truth? How do you personally do that?
Really understand. I did a lot of work to really define my top values and filtering decisions through that. Also recognizing what was draining my energy and what fills me up, and doing the work to release the things that drained, to outsource, to transform like my life, my schedule, who I'm hanging around, so that as much as possible, the things I'm doing are fill me up. It doesn't mean you love every day or love everything you have to do, but if you can even make a few percent tweak in that direction, it allows you to live into your values and your zone of genius and what brings you joy.
Mm.
So it's all about that alignment for me and releasing the things that just don't serve, because a lot of us get just bogged down and overwhelmed because we're carrying around way too much energetic baggage, too many tasks, too many things. We're running around busy, like depleting ourselves. So I'm all about what can be released so you can be in more of your badassery, your fire, your joy.
I love that. I love that. So how can people, I'm definitely going to put the link to your new book, Unleashed, a Been There, Rock That Guide to Radical Authenticity in Life and Business. How can people reach out to you
get
in touch with you if they want to learn more about you and your programming?
Yeah, so my company is Soul Seed. I rebranded a year and a half ago, so it's soul-seed.com. That will, if you know, people who are interested in coaching, I actually have my one program I'm doing this year starts in a week. It's a four-month container for soulful leaders. Or if there's marketing help or the book, so it's soul-seed.com would be the best place.
Wonderful. And I can personally attest to, how clear working with you made me on what I want to do moving forward, and just being way more authentic in my branding and my leadership and what I want to get out into the world. And so I just want to thank you. And thanks for being here with me. And thank you for jumping on again for the second time. And if anybody also wants to see your skin, you're going to be at the Brat Fest with your band Morningstar, which is super kick-ass.
Woo! Yes, we're so stoked about that. Before we wrap up, though, I really want to celebrate you because, it is awesome to see. Like, you always did such deep work with people, and it was so cool to see that become more visible. Like, I look forward to getting your emails, and there's just something about, and I know, you've gone there even more in the last year, right? Like, speaking your truth, and it's
absolutely,
and it's I can see it because I see a lot of people and showing up in the world or just in the online space, and that is just awesome. Like, you're walking the walk, and it's so cool.
Thank you. I had to do quite a bit of releasing over the last year, so that really, spoke to me when you said you had to release, people that drained your energy and just different things, and that really helped me move forward and step into my authentic self. So thanks for noticing that, and thanks for celebrating that with me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to wrap up our program today. I want to thank again my guest, Amber Splinter, Soul Seed, and I'll definitely be sharing the links in the program notes. And so good. Let's everybody take a nice deep breath. And hopefully you have gotten incredible nuggets of wisdom out there. I just am so grateful to know such authentic women in my life. And thanks for joining me for another 30 plus minutes of inspiration and knowledge. Again, you can find me at www.hotpinkyu.com. You can find our guest at soul-seed. And I'll put the links there for you as well. And like Amber referenced, I do give quite a bit in my newsletters. So join my newsletters on Mondays. I try to put out there what my latest blog is that I'm writing. On Wednesdays, I'm sharing writing that I'm doing for a book in my wisdom cards. And on Fridays, I always share five incredible resources that are out there for you to live a life that feels super passionate. So continue to dream big, live with your passions, and as always, be well and authentic. Thanks for joining me today.